Sure, the other two shows today, we'll talk a lot about the Jack Mitchell softball experience. They won last night. Who do they play?
Because
that business should shut down.
Well, also...
credit should go where credit's due.
Let's see.
So,
there was also a reminder tweet about the team that they played, that they got smoked. They got no hit. Apparently, that team won 27-0 last night, too. So, now they're using that they
so
just play a wagon of a team.
Yeah. They played the 96 Bulls.
Yeah, apparently.
Wait a minute. So, they played the Average Joes.
Yes, Average Joes is the team, yeah.
A podcast, the Average Joe Sports Show.
Let me look at... Yeah, see, they...
So, this was the lineup for the Average Joes. Player A, blue shirt, white hoodie, black shirt shorts, gray sweatpants,
Nebraska
Husker sweatshirt, pants, backwards hat.
Yep.
Now,
that's
great.
Those media don't suck.
I told you, I got one of the most heartening, you know, I like to give a lot of advice on the show, and especially guys that I know really, really, really well. Got a text this morning of somebody who on the show is a regular guest that I gave him a little advice yesterday.
Hit the one in the middle.
They went 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. My heart-to-heart talk with Jacob Bigelow paid off yesterday. Yep. Wait a minute. The only person that did not get a... Oh, two people in this lineup didn't get a hit yesterday. One works... Well, they both work for this company.
One works here, but also did... Hey, give him credit, though. He did drive in two runs.
How?
Sacrifice. Come on.
He was bunting?
No, sacrifice fly. Yeah.
All right.
You got Caleb Henry hitting cleanup there, by the way. Pat Norris in your two spot. I noticed they had a little team victory picture, you know, like Nebraska does.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Cardinal fans on that team.
Yeah. Well, Jacob's a big Cardinal fan because probably had a good... Those are, you know what?
Next, regular Jose Okendo.
Hey, next to getting a portal edition for Nebraska basketball, that might have been... the second best night that Jacobs had recently, because his softball team that he plays on won, and then the Cardinals walked off the D-backs.
Who's the other?
I mean, go crazy.
Yeah.
I believe Caleb Henry's also a big Cardinal fan.
Why?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. Couldn't tell you that.
Jacob can be the mini wizard.
Yeah, Henry's wearing both the hat and the shirt, too. So he's all in.
Mm.
He's all in with the Cardinal movement. There are a lot of smiles on that team photo, good. Though. Good for them.
That's good. You know, sometimes when you've been down and out on your luck, you got to get a victory. You're just not the White Sox.
I mean, the Lakers lost to the Celtics in game one in 1985. They called it the Memorial Day Massacre. Came out game two and won. Won the championship.
Nebraska got shut out at Arizona State. Look what happened.
Yeah.
They made it all the way to the Big 12 championship
Where's
game.
The most improvement, guys? Between weeks one and two. And clearly that does not
and
exclude
then, And then
that
week
team.
Three hits you and you're back to reality.
Eventually, you regress to the mean.
And then you're singing the rest of the Eminem song.
Eventually, you've got to play that. I'm sure they have to play that team again, that no-hit them. I bet this is where you got to play teams twice
it's like
season.
When the Mighty Ducks played Iceland.
Yeah. What did they learn from the first one?
Yes. Segments with Sammy Mack and BC are up on the radio replay page. We're back in tomorrow at 6, a day closer to the draft. I wonder, man, I wonder if you'd move up or if you'd move back. And
no, people don't do that.
So manufactured drama. But gosh, for the 9th straight year, I'll be in Richie Garla's basement watching the draft. They got a stranglehold on us. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 on 1620 The Zone.